Hey guys, welcome back to the Clutterbug podcast. I'm not feeling well today, so excuse my voice. I have a cold or allergies or some kind of crazy thing going on, so I'm feeling a little blah. So I haven't actually podcasted in a little while. Lots going on in my life, which I'm going to talk about that in a second. And again, I haven't been feeling the best, so I didn't want to make a podcast with my horrible stuffed nose, but I'm on the mend. So here we go. We're going to start today. And being sick has even made this podcast today even more relevant, because when you're not feeling well, you tend to sleep more, lay around more, and do less. And that is definitely what I've done this week. I haven't done much of anything when it comes to housework. So it doesn't take long for things to get absolutely crazy out of control. And I've thought a lot about Dream Cleaning Lady, or hiring a cleaning company to come in, which really is bananas and would never happen, because I am the cleaning. It's my job to do these things. But here's the truth time. It's a house time in the world to do the cleaning, so I procrastinate jobs a lot slower than I probably should be doing. All day with the kids, so we're messing up as we go. So when I think about people who hire, you know that they're only there for, you know, anywhere 2 hours and get the house spotless. I'm talking scrubbing showers, toilets, floors, let alone windows, wiping down walls, all the stuff that cleaning companies do. But I'm getting all of these things done, but it's spread out amongst the week, as opposed to just spending one day and really cracking down and getting everything really clean. The other thing is, I spend a lot of time picking up and tidying and putting away laundry, those type of things that you would have to do even if you had a cleaning person come in. You would still have to put away the laundry, you'd still have to do your dishes, you would still have to pick up the toys on the floor, things like that. But it's those big cleaning tasks that can sometimes get neglected. That is what a cleaning person is for, a cleaning crew is for. And I have decided that I'm going to clean my house today as if I was hired to clean the house, as if this was not my house, it was somebody else's, and I had 2 hours to get it done, which means I'm going to hustle. I'm going to set a timer on the stove, and I'm going to pack my cleaning caddy, and I'm going to start at the top and work my way down, and I'm going to actually, like, move, run, hurry. I have a deadline. I'm going to see if that helps, and I've done this in the past. So much done, and I wasn't stopping in the middle to check Facebook, and I wasn't, you know, like, stopping. These are the traps that I get into when I'm cleaning my house easily, because I don't have a deadline. But when we're having, you know, a party, or there's company coming over, that is when I'm inviting someone over every single week to motivate myself to clean the house. I thought I would take this approach again. That is, tend to do something that you're not really doing. Sometimes I, you know, do the house like we're moving for a sale, and I do a big declutter that way. I guess I have a big imagination. I was an only child, so I love to do that type of stuff, play pretend. And even though I'm 36, you guys, I can still play pretend. So today, I'm being a pretend house cleaner. And I'm going to set the timer for 2 hours and work my butt off to get it all done. And I really want to challenge you to do the same thing. I want you to tackle your house not like it's your house, but like it's somebody else's house. So don't worry about the cluttery mess here and there. Just deep clean it today. So clean the toilets, clean the tubs, clean the showers, you know, the bathrooms, mop the floors, vacuum first, vacuum all the floors or sweep them. And then mop your floors. Really give everything a deep down scrub today in a 2 hour time. So let's get started. Let's do this. And I will report back to you if I can actually get a significant part of that done in the 2 hours. But also, I wanted to talk about some stuff that's going on in my life. As you guys may or may not know, we had our car stolen a month ago on Tuesday, and I left my keys in my unlocked car, my purse, and I had a spare key for my husband's car in my purse. So someone broke into my car, took the spare key, and drove away in my husband's locked car with his key. So I feel terrible. And now we are car shopping, and he's decided he wanted to get a smaller, like a car instead of the Durango, which was a big SUV, which means my car is now not big enough for an entire family to take trips and things like that. So I'm going to be replacing my car as well. And the reason we're kind of doing this is You know, my car's getting older anyways, but insurance isn't giving us quite enough to replace his Durango. And ideally, you know, he was going to give me the Durango and him get a small car because he works out of town now, so he's driving a lot. But I would rather a minivan than an SUV. That's the truth. I know that sounds crazy. I've been driving a Dodge Journey for a while. I used to have a minivan and I swore I'd never want another minivan, but now I miss the minivan. It's just so convenient. So I'm going back to minivan land. And so we're looking for a minivan for me and a car for him. So we've been busy. Car shopping is just such a pain. You know, you have to go in and sit and salespeople. It hasn't been a fun experience. So I've been really, really busy doing that this last week. And just, you know, with all that stuff going on and not feeling well and kids' activities, we have 2 to 3 kids' activities per evening. So I just haven't been staying on top of other things. Definitely laundry staying on top of. But for me, when the house sort of becomes dirty or out of whack, I feel out of whack. I know that sounds crazy. I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg. I don't know if it's because, you know, I feel kind of blah that the house is looking blah, or is it because the house is looking blah that I feel crappy? Who knows? But whatever the reason, the one thing I can do, I can't, you know, change the fact that I'm not feeling well this week. I can't change the fact that we are carless, and I can't change any of that. But what I can change is my environment. I can change, you know, I can make things look orderly. I may not feel orderly. I'm not, you know, having it together on the inside, but I can make the outside look that way, including myself. I can, you know, do my hair. I can put on some nice clothes. I can put on some makeup. And even though I'm not feeling it, I can try to look it. And maybe I can fake it until I make it. Really, that's the whole point, you know, the power of thought. And I can say to myself, you know, over and over, I have it together, you have it together, everything's great, you're on top of things, don't worry, you're not a total basket case. Or I can just, you know, make my environment feel that way, which usually is what helps me sort of lift me out of any funk that I'm in. Taking a few minutes to really just get on top of things and complete those to-do lists that are nagging at you and just, you know, bearing down as opposed to burying your head in the sand. And I think this is what a lot of people do when things get overwhelming. They sort of hide under their covers or they drown themselves in television and they, you know, hope that the problems go away, but that always magnifies the issues. So instead, what I'm going to do is take action and I'm going to put on an apron, you guys. I'm going to get my cleaning caddy. I'm going to get on top of my house. I'm going to get dressed in something that's not yoga pants and do my hair and makeup. And I'm gonna fake it today. I'm gonna put on that face today and I'm going to, you know, hopefully transform my crappy mood and feel a little bit better too. So that's what we're doing today, guys. And I hope you join in the cleaning lady party. Come on, you guys, we can do it together. And hopefully, we feel a little bit better at the end. So, thanks so much for listening. I'll keep you guys posted on my car purchasing ordeal. Not fun. And don't forget to always lock your vehicle and never leave your purse in your car. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.